Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brent Emore, the CEO with AHF Products. Brent, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you.
You know, we just finished our annual report, which is our statistical issue, the May issue. It's available digitally now, and the magazine comes out later this week. But just want to remind the listener that AHF Products is a top five supplier on our top 10 list. You play in the hard surface business. Your hardwood and your resilient business is about equal in revenue. And then your tile business is just a little bit behind that. But you're in the top five location in all three of those categories. So doing real well, right?
Well, that's a good thing. We have a vision, and that's to be the leading manufacturer and distributor of hard surface products in the United States. My view of the world is that I'm going to keep trying to move up. We've done a number of acquisitions in those categories you mentioned. We have a number of distinct and unique advantages from a product, from an innovation perspective in those categories. And I view this as a great opportunity for AHF, and I'm committed to continue growing this business. And I think what you've seen at NWFA, what you saw at coverings, what you saw at services, and what you will see at NeoCon, we have great things, new things, tremendous innovations, and even ones that are now 10 years old, like Diamond 10, on the horizon and continuing to be leveraged in a very strong way.
Yeah, let's just mention those two shows, the covering show out in Vegas. You were right there when you walked in the front door, one of the first booths. You had a new space there and a lot of great looking products there on the tile side. And then in Orlando at the NWFA show, you had Milton Goodwin there, and you've been in the business for a long time, talking about really three new products for you guys. Obviously, many people know about your densified product, but you continue to expand your unfinished hardwood. And now you've got a new solid hardwood that's thin enough to go over the top of other flooring. So a lot going on there from a new product standpoint, right?
Yeah, Milt is an icon in the industry, and all credit goes to him and his team for some of the innovations. But as you just articulated, some unique products, unique performance, truly tremendous ideas. The densified product just won best flooring product in hospitality. So certainly very excited about that. And yes, we continue to make inroads into unfinished solid wood distribution. So a lot going on within wood. We are the leader and will continue to be the leader into the future.
You know, people want to use wood in commercial environments. And in the past, they were a little hesitant, but with this densified product, they can move forward with it. Let's move to some discussion around what's going on in Lancaster. We ran the story last week that you're making some changes up there. You're exiting the residential sheet vinyl business because, I mean, let's face it, LVT has kind of replaced the demand for that product. Tell us what's going on in Lancaster.
Yeah, we're shifting our focus really to expanding, you know, domestic LVT production capabilities to really further support innovation and the growing needs of our customers and channel partners. So for us in the vinyl space, LVT, we have such tremendous opportunity, both residentially and commercially. Commercial LVT is and will continue to be made at Lancaster. It is a very central part of our U.S. manufacturing strategy and heritage. We acquired that facility with the Armstrong Flooring acquisition and really had the intent to drive, and still do, drive, you know, brand recognition and expansion of that category. So as you noted early on, we are among the largest domestic producers of vinyl, and in particular LVT, with nearly all of it made here in the United States. And look, we're going to continue to make it both domestically and in Lancaster into the future. Sheet vinyl is just a declining product category for us. And as I've talked to you before about simplification and focus, where we can do great things, we as an organization believe LVT represents a distinctly better opportunity for us.
You just made that huge investment last year on that Cartersville facility. So you guys are going to spring forward with the revenue numbers. I expect the revenue numbers, which will be reflected in next year's annual report, will be much bigger. So, Brent, tell me, how's business doing right now?
It's been okay out of the gate. We had a number of weather-related shocks in, you know, late February, early March. The Iran conflict has certainly seen different behavior out of the consumer, but we have held our ground. I think what's working at certainly the high end of the market, different innovations, recognized brands, and you know, we're gaining traction with our Cartersville SPC asset, as we have a significant amount of product out to bid. So I think we're expecting a slow recovery ahead, just given all of the dynamics politically and with the consumer. So it'll be another, say, softer than hoped year, but we are working hard to certainly set up the business for great success in the future with organic and inorganic growth, new innovations, and the right investments in key product categories.
Yeah, it was good to see the existing home sales numbers this week that were better than this time last year, right?
It was. The other things kind of counterbalancing that are obviously the inflationary effects, consumer confidence, and a litany of other variables. I mean, those are typically the most highly correlated. So we'll see. You know, if we get settlement of the conflict sooner than later, maybe we'll get a little bit of outperform on a relative scale in the second half.
Let's talk real quick before we run out of time about Neocon. Obviously, that's the big show that's for the architects and designers, the specified business. You guys are going to be at that show as well, right?
Yeah, we will. We always have a tremendous presence. The team does an exceptional job focusing on designs that perform, the technologies that create unique experiences, and really the product that create lasting touches for our customers. So super excited for that show and to meet with many of our vendors, suppliers, and customers.
Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us what's going on in Lancaster and giving our listeners an update with AHF. Again, been talking to Brent Emore, the CEO of AHF Products, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaValley.net.